fight for that kingdom, kickflip over that gap, and assemble. We are on the road to greatness. I am one of your hosts, Kyle Stevenson, a.k.a. Mr. K-Steph on Twitter. And as always, I am joined on this never-ending road trip called life with my best friend, Mr. Joseph Moran, a.k.a. Mr. Badbit. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Dude, that's an intro. There you go. Like, on the third fly, time's baby. A charm.
Yeah,
that was good. I'm doing great, man. This month, roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've been playing a lot of games. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of TV as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get back in the motion of things.
Same.
But how are you doing?
So, yeah, full disclosure, this month has sucked, personally. We'll probably get into it on the personal Patreon, or personal podcast show. But, yeah, this month sucked. I haven't played a whole lot, so that's why this month we are not doing, for Road to Greatness, we're not doing just one single game. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some of the big games that we did play and we were excited for and talk about it, which are, tonight's destination is Avengers, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remastered or Remake, and Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning, right?
Yeah.
Re-Reckoning? What a stupid name.
Re-Reckoning, yes.
What a stupid name.
It's a really stupid port as well. I'll tell you that right off the bat.
Yeah, so that is the full disclosure. I personally have not finished Avengers, but we'll get into it. Played a ton of Tony Hawk and haven't touched Kingdoms.
Yeah. I have played a lot of Avengers. I have played some Tony Hawk. And let's get right into it with this bit.
Yeah.
I got into Reckoning. My hard drive died as I was getting into it at, like, in the wee early hours of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm heartbroken. And right off the bat, if I could get right into Reckoning
for a sec. Yeah,
because it's less than 5 minutes long. First off, got a code, THQ Nordic. Shout out to Mark. Don't buy this right off the bat. This is not a good port. This is for $39.99, just not up to snuff for what we've seen from other games, like just Tony Hawk,
mm-hmm.
right then and there. This is, I know it's not on the same level as this one's a remake and one's a remaster, but Tony Hawk, if I'm not mistaken, $40-$50 game, right? I think I bought it for $40.
I believe so.
Yeah. And so when you match those two together, you see a built from the ground up remake. And then what Kingdoms of Amalur is essentially, it's barely even a reskin. It's just up-res to 4K and then just tossed out there. Mm-hmm. I know our Xbox friends say that the game is actually better as a backwards compatible title.
Wow.
Having that up-res there than the actual remake. So it is a very lazy port. That said, though, this is a really fun game. I could definitely see why people are so amped, so hyped for this game and hopefully for the series into the future, because there's a lot of promise here. The action is fan-freaking-tastic in this game. The weapons to boot are so many. Like, one of them that I was wielding, again, wee hours into this game, was like a great hammer. I got these two daggers. I got like a great sword. All of them have their own unique abilities. All of them have their own unique way of play. It feels very different. And the cool thing about it as well, unlike Avengers, is if I mess up somewhere into the specking aspect of the game, I could just respec. And so I don't feel punished if I put a point into a wrong tree. So it's kind of letting me play as I want. And the art is very reminiscent of Warcraft. This is very much a game inspired by it. You could tell. And at the same exact time, it's its own entity. But really, again, it's a solid foundation they have. It is a years old game at this point, right? Prior gen ported over. But the attention to detail we've seen from other remakes and remasters, this one just does not cut it in terms of like that price tag. I can't recommend it at $39.99. Mm-hmm. I cannot recommend it at $29.99. This is, if it's $25, $20, for sure. But this is very much a PS3 game, barely with a coat of paint on it. So there it is.
So on our trophy scale, it wouldn't even be a trophy.
No, it wouldn't be a trophy.
Okay.
This is the first game not to earn a trophy.
Is there a... Isn't there, like, a... like brand new content coming like soon for this game?
Soon, yeah.
Like, add-on DLC or something like that?
I think the DLC, if you bought with the game, I think it's $50.
Okay.
But if you don't and you buy the base version, I think it's like $20-$30. So hopefully that new content should have been in this remake.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a lot better if they did it that way. But because it's not, it is really this, unless you're thirsty for Amalur. But in this busy holiday season, no, do not get this.
Yeah, it's crazy to me where if you're a developer and you're looking to bring an old game into the current systems and you're not putting the same tender, loving care as what went into Spyro and Crash and Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Don't even really try, really. So, like, that's kind of why I'm hoping BioWare is doing the right thing with Mass Effect, with this trilogy, yes, remaster, remake, whatever it is. Because I need it to be on par with the next game we're going to talk about is Tony Hawk. Because yeah. Tony Hawk, holy crap, Joe. This is near perfect. It is exactly what I remember it being when I was younger, except it looks way prettier. And the fact that I believe it's School 2... Mm-hmm. Or School 1, they have, like, the billboard that references our current pandemic situations. So it's, like, self-aware in that way. And I just – talk about, like, the tender loving care where everything is meticulously thought over. The challenges in the game for each skater. So there's plenty of replay value. Each skater has their own challenges. Create a skater, you have create a park, you can play other people's parks that they've created. There's tons of replayability of high scores, and there's just so much here, and it's all freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, they took two games that people really love and just made it seem like Vicarious Visions, I'm just going to say it, they're one of the most talented studios.
Absolutely.
Like, when it comes to, like, remakes or remasters, it is very much them and Blue Point that 100%. Just hit it out of the park. And, like, I don't know how good you are. I'm not Mike Towndrea levels. I saw that tweeted.
Yeah. That's why I'm not getting the platinum. Bad. I'm not doing those gap things. Nope.
Mm-mm. No. This is a game where it's like I'm turning my brain off. I'm doing tricks. And 50K score is, like, huge to me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's how bad I am at this game. But, like, it is just what I remember it as a kid. But it's not, because it's obviously improved. And I think that's what Vicarious Visions does so well, is that the game matches your nostalgia and at the same time builds upon what made those games so great, or what needs to be refined, rather.
Yeah.
It's so much freaking fun. And have you played online?
I have not touched it, no.
Oh, my God. The online is also pretty damn dope. I played with Nate, a community member. He was actually featured on PlayStation.
Yes, I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, he runs the ZYX podcast.
Press YYZ.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was getting towards. And, he was featured in it. He's fantastic. Like when I was playing with him, he was constantly number two because some guy, just a little bit better, but like he was in the wrong bracket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like here I am, the amateur. Nate's great, but this guy was just like, it looks like he's never stopped playing this game from N64 onward. Mm-hmm. But like it's pretty much like a greatest hits. It runs you through like one level, and then it'll be like paint, which is the best mode.
That's like the you do a trick on a certain object, it turns it your color.
Yeah,
and that's my favorite mode. Yeah,
dude, it's so great. And then someone has to do a better trick with a higher score to take that. Then you have like the most points or the most points, like the fastest. Like it runs you down through these really quick, really fast modes that runs you through each individual level and are so much fun. I seriously love this game. My question to you, Kyle. Cause like I played through one, and then I wanted to get into two, just so we can talk about it. But I want to play the first one, and then you know like do it in order. Which one do you like more personally? Are you like a Tony Hawk 1 fan or are you a Tony Hawk 2 fan?
Yeah, it's interesting because if I had to make like the perfect Tony Hawk game just out of these two locations, I would probably pick half from one, half for two. They're both like equally iconic to me. I lean a little bit more towards two because they do like the second version of the school level more than the first one. But yeah, they're, I mean, absolutely stellar. And the fact that they got the soundtrack back is such a huge positive point for me because it would not have felt like Tony Hawk 1 and 2 without having Rage Against the Machine blasting as I'm grinding rails, like, or Public Enemy. Like, I needed these songs in this game, and even the new songs are equally as great.
Yeah, I'm actually on the Spotify list right now, so I can see what I'm getting.
I mean,
into
yeah, here. And of course, like I hear you yelling at me. Of course, you know, Superman. How can you not shout out Superman?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Machine Gun Kelly has a song.
Yeah, it's not bad actually.
Is it not really? Well, I can't play it, or else. They shut us down.
He's now in the pop punk phase. He's not rapping.
Oh, he's not rapping anymore?
No, it's not bad.
Is it because Eminem tore him apart?
I don't know.
I don't know the beef. I just listened to that Eminem song. I was just like, man. Yeah. He needs to do more of this.
You know what I learned? you mentioned him before, Mike Toundra, after we recorded Dollar Slice the other day. He was like, hey, do you know, he was showing me the MGK new stuff, the punk stuff. And he was like, oh yeah, you see that music video that has Megan Fox in it? Yeah, they're dating. Like, whoa.
That is a weird
couple. And Megan Fox has not aged a day, let me tell you.
Let me tell you, she gets a lot of like baggage. I don't understand why.
I don't either.
I mean, maybe not a great actress, but like, she's beautiful. She's stunning. Her and New Girl? Oh my goodness. First off, also, New Girl, great show, just doesn't end where you want. Like, it doesn't end. You knew it was abruptly canceled at season 6, and that's the thing that breaks my heart.
So we know New Girl would get a gold trophy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Tony Hawk, for me.
Oh, right. We're already here.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want to say about Tony Hawk?
I don't know. Fantastic. Like, it sucks that we can't really talk much about the soundtrack without, like, some, like, you know, NDA or whatever. Like,
us getting copyright claimed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fantastic soundtrack. The physics are on point. Mm-hmm. The multiplayer is fantastic. One is better than two. That's just science. And I'll take shit for that because I know there's a certain thing that two does. I think it's the switching of the board while you're playing, which I've never mastered. Clearly, I'm just that awful at it.
That's in one, though, in this game.
In this game, yeah. They've adapted it over so that it's not cutting you off from content type of deal. Like, your brain doesn't have to adjust.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that was the better system. But I just prefer one because I have too many good memories to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Sure. Where would you put this game?
This is an easy platinum for me. Easy.
Yeah.
It's not just because I have the nostalgia glasses on. This is because, like you said, Vicarious Visions did the damn thing. They did everything they possibly could to make this feel the same, but yet build upon everything else and give us new stuff for gamers to keep going back and replaying and getting that high score and playing online and customizing your creator skater. It is near perfect.
I definitely think it's platinum as well. I think this might just be, we'll see until the Demon Souls remake, but this might be just simply the best remake ever made. Like, oh,
interesting.
Yeah. I mean, do you think of one that comes, like, close? Like, Shadow of the Colossus is great, but this game, man, it just takes it to a whole nother level.
You're right. Yeah. It is up there. I mean, it's, now that we played it and we did a Road to Greatness episode on it, Final Fantasy VII Remake is
oh shit yeah we did
is that. Up there, but It's weird. It's weird for me to think back on that game. Not that I hate it. I still freaking love that game.
It's just we played it. Like, it's just 2020's been
I know. Year. It's crazy. Speaking of 2020, yeah. a game that is probably not viewed very well in the public eye, at least on Twitter. Some people love it. Some people loathe it. That's Marvel's Avengers from Crystal yeah. Dynamics and Square Enix. So I'm going to, I'll just start to see, to say where I am in the game. Cause I have not finished the story portion. I have not played with anybody yet. So I just got to Black Widow and I'm playing as Black Widow. And like I said, during the beta and during the demo I played at Comic-Con, Iron Man is not great. And that's what took me a long time. Cause it took me forever to get through that level because I kept dying and I just don't like the way he feels. But Black Widow's awesome. Kamala's awesome. I like Hulk. He's not as bad as some people say he is. And what I really love about this is the story so far. I'm loving the story. I'm loving Kamala's role in the story. I love that she's just a fangirl and she gets thrown in this and she's trying to bring the Avengers back, which is awesome. Yeah. But, Joe, you've beaten the story, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. What say you about it, about this game, story-wise?
This game does not age well. The more I think about it, the more I don't like this game.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. So, like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is fun. Oh, this story mode is just that. It's just dumb fun. Turn your brain off. This is the most comic book of comic book esque stories. So if you're into that, you're into it, right? Like, don't think of this as anything like a MCU or even like a Spider-Man. This game is in its own ballpark for better or for worse. That said, let's talk about the voice actors. I think this game we're going way deep in here. The voice actors are fantastic. Whomever voices Kamala, which I'll look up in a sec.
I got it. I'm pretty sure it's Sandra Saeed, I think.
There you go. You got it. Sandra fucking absolutely slays that performance of Kamala. She absolutely kills it. She's fantastic in that role. Would you agree, sir, first?
I want to make sure I got the name right.
Okay, so that's cool, why I'm cool.
Just checking. But yeah, I think like from the get-go, I mean that opening level when you're going to the helicarrier, the Chimera ship as Kamala, because she won a contest for writing fan fiction that the Avengers read and invited people to come on.
So cute.
And you're just walking through this Comic-Con thing of like, there's an Iron Man kiosk, there's Thor, like just seeing her interact with her heroes, because at that point she's just Kamala, and like she's seeing these heroes that she loves so much and them being the heroes for the most part and being kind and what you want out of a superhero in the public limelight, and the way she just played it with a sense of wonder is perfect, and she keeps that continuing like throughout the whole thing. Yeah. It is Sandra Saeed, I think you say it. S-A-A-D.
My second favorite voice actor
is
the Hulk. Troy Baker absolutely kills the role.
Yeah.
Like, he is so he's so good at, like, in the beginning I was like, oh man, I actually would have liked him as Iron Man instead of Nolan. Part of me still thinks that. I think his performance is so, God, it's so subdued with anger, you know, like even every conversation you can kind of get the sense of annoyance.
Troy's performance gives more of what he's not saying on the screen than the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Absolutely.
The way he's performing it and the little sighs, the look off in the distance, that's what I love about his performance as Bruce and the Hulk.
Yeah.
I will say it's weird having Nathan Drake talk to Booker DeWitt or
yeah.
on the station. Like it's clearly Nolan and it's clearly Troy.
Yes.
Like Troy is
such a better actor.
Sure.
Because for me, and I actually got to say this, Nolan North is my least favorite. I think this is the absolute, this role was not meant for him. Mm-hmm. I do not see him as Iron Man almost ever. He's Nathan Drake in an Iron Man suit. At no time do I believe he's Tony Stark. And some of the lines that he's delivering, I'm just like, this is Nathan Drake. This is not Tony. Sometimes there's like a little hint of like promise. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this is when. But there's never that moment, man. Mm. There's never that moment with him. I don't know if you had that type of visceral reaction to Nolan as I did, but I just don't think it was.
It's a fine performance. It's not like it's bad.
Yeah.
I just feel like could have been a little bit better. Maybe that's the writing of it.
I'm hoping it's maybe the writing, and then maybe it was the vocal director.
Because I know Nolan can perform his ass off.
Yeah, this one was just like, hey, say this line.
Like him as David in The Last of Us Part 1 is incredible.
And that's why, like, when I think of David from The Last of Us in this game, I'm like, dude, are you trying right now? Because it's just not good. Mm-hmm. And it hurts for me to say that, because as much as I do love him as Nathan Drake and David, he's just not selling me on the role. And maybe that's also because he has RDJ to contend with, but he never has a moment where it feels like RDJ. Like, he doesn't have that sense of spunk. I actually think the person that did the voice acting in the Iron Man VR game nailed it. That should have been him. But it is what it is.
Yeah. There. What I'm doing is I'm looking at Nolan's IMDb page, and he has voiced Iron Man in the past.
Oh, has he?
In some projects. I know he's mostly known as Deadpool.
Yes.
Like in Lego Marvel Super Heroes, he was Deadpool, Ant-Man, Cyclops. So those are more his stuff, but he has been Iron Man before.
As much as I like him, he has been like, if I'm Crystal, I'm just like, he's done, people know him as Deadpool. Maybe we could use someone else other than, you know?
Yeah.
Even when it comes to Troy Baker, I was like, do we really need him? But he just nails it. He's so good.
I will say another one.
Yeah.
Same, I mean, Laura already kills it. She.
Yeah. There you go. I was about Black to say Widow's Laura Bailey.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I love Travis's take on Thor, the big goofball, I haven't met him past the intro, but that intro was enough for me to know that he kind of killed it. He also has voiced Thor in the past.
And I think he did a fine job here as well.
Yeah.
It's just I think everybody wants Thor Ragnarok, and that's not really what Thor is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm just noticing now on the IMDb page that Troy did not do the Hulk voice.
Oh, really?
Darren DePaul did Hulk.
Shout out to Darren.
Darren DePaul is also, I think, the bad guy in Halo Infinite.
Is he really?
I believe so.
I thought that's... Wait, is that the guy that voices Mr. Krabs?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I'm pretty sure he's the guy, the bad guy in Halo Infinite.
Okay. That's a brute, and that's the Banished.
He's also Reinhardt in Overwatch.
Oh!
And Jay Jonah in the Spider-Man game.
Okay, well, fuck me. That's great.
The one character that I feel not a whole lot of people talk about, because it's mainly they talk about the Avengers performances, is George Tarleton, the guy who's MODOK. Usman Ali is the actor's name. I thought he did a really fantastic job at the beginning as he's turning into monologue. The big head. Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
That's it? Okay.
That's all we know. Like, here's the thing. Like, MODOK is a weird villain that really... I'm just gonna say it. If this game was a single-player game, didn't have to do this multiplayer garbage attached to it, and just said, hey, let's flesh out these characters, let's flesh out MODOK, let's give him actual motive that makes sense, this game would kick so much ass. Mm-hmm. But because it does it, and because it focused so much on the Avengers, you see MODOK in a scene or two, and then... You're fighting robots, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, his performance is great, talking about the wolf and the dog and all that. But, like, after that scene, dude, you don't see him.
Mm.
You don't understand why he's so threatening.
Got it. And yeah.
That's why, like, the more I weigh on what are some really awesome set pieces. Like, who plays Cap? Hey, Tony. It's me. Captain America here.
Cap is played by... Yeah. Jeff Sheen. In the 40s.
What's that?
Jeff Sheen.
He does a great job. He does a really great job. And I think the set pieces with Cap... excuse me. Oh, my God. I died.
Oh, he played Carlos in RE3.
Oh, shit. Really? It's
the same guy, yeah.
Okay. All right. When it comes to that Cap performance, it's really great. And I like the set pieces that are there when they're there. But the more time, and I feel like this is what was happening on Twitter as well, the more time you get to sit back and, like, take this game in, the more you see the flaws to it. Mm. The more that, like, you just see the facade start to fade and you actually see what this game really is,
mm-hmm.
It's not great. Like, the level design is just so boring. So uninspired.
I get like, that, yeah.
How many times, like, they're like, this is a joke for me. They say they point to clearly what would be New York on a map, and they go Eastern Seaboard. And so every time you're there, you're in what is what you think a Manhattan would look like, or like a North Jersey. I live in North Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit. Like that ain't Jersey City. I can tell you that right here, right now. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So like. It's just, it feels so generic. It's like, oh, this is a generic what would be city. Oh, this is a generic, what's the Midwest of America look like? Grand Canyon? Go for it. It's like, really? The whole Midwest? The whole Midwest. It's like, you know, we'll get some flat, like a small town village that makes no sense. We'll just bring you through constant hallway after hallway that looks exactly the same. The levels look exactly the like, and that's why I can't even tell you, Kyle, which level is my favorite.
Yeah.
They're all in the single player campaign, of which you can't play co-op.
Yeah.
And then even then they're like they're mixing in levels with multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what am I playing here? It doesn't fool me like Destiny does.
Mm-hmm.
Or any type of games of service. It's so bad at fooling me and tricking me with that hook that just really isn't there.
Yeah.
I feel so aggravated with this game because I want it to be good, Kyle.
No, I get you. We're
on the road to greatness, not on the road to, like, subpar.
I get you. You know? Like I said, I haven't finished the story completely. I'm hoping it hits me in a way that I'm satisfied with it, and I hope it sticks mm-hmm. with it, even though you're saying the more you get away from it, the more you actively despise it, for lack of a better word. But I totally understand the frustrations with this game. So, like, one of my biggest frustrations with this is when you are playing the single-player missions and whatnot, mm-hmm. and... You pick your character, which I'm always picking Kamala if I have to choose.
That's your favorite so far?
I mean, yeah. I haven't had a chance to play or pick Black Widow to go into a mission yet.
Okay.
But then you can pick, like, who comes along with you.
Right.
And I can't swap out their gear as I'm Kamala, which I find... So I have to remember to make sure they're fully upgraded when I play as mm-hmm. them. The menus are clunky. There's a lot to it. It is too much. It's overwhelming. It's the same reason why I never finish an overworld Assassin's Creed last generation, because there's just too much there. The same thing with The Witcher. And I understand they're completely different games, and Avengers is not that big. But when I look at the menus and all the skill trees, it's while cool... Daunting. And all the collectibles and the exclamation points that I try to clear so that way I'm not looking like I'm missing things. It's just, you spend more time in the menus than you are playing the game, and it's just not really worth it.
So, like, I've been playing with Luke Lord, our friend Kev, on multiplayer, And the, every time, like, because, like, Luke's Iron Man, usually.
Yeah.
It goes along with his fucking ego, this guy. And, like, when he's Iron Man and he picks up a new set of gear, he's like, oh, look at these Iron Man gauntlets that Tony Stark made that are found on this grunt. What are the odds that they're better than my gauntlets that I made? You know, it's just like...
I get it.
That doesn't... Like, the gear system makes, honest to God, no sense. The menus... Kyle, the men... I, first off, please don't get this game. At this price, it's not worth it. I hope I've... This is like the vent episode. If there's just so many menus. So many, like, you have... It reminds me, and I Kyle, don't yell at me when I say this.
I'm not gonna.
Of World of Warcraft, but even less refined than that, where you have your talent trees that you're getting into, then you have your specializations, which I have no idea what the fuck that means, then you have the masteries to your specializations. And so, like, it, like, Black Widow starts feeling like Black Widow, or Iron Man starts feeling like Iron Man. At level 20 of the game, and there's 50 levels in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, theoretically, to really get into Black Widow, to get the movesets you want out of her, you have to play her for, a couple of hours. Like, you don't unlock it all during the single-player campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of them just feel like Black Widow, especially, or even Thor, a great example, the God of Thunder that gets knocked out by a little R2-D2. he feels like he's shooting Nerf lightning bolts until he's, like, level 20, where then you actually start having fun with these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually feel unique. But, yeah, it is just menu the game, the gear of which doesn't feel rewarding because it's not visible. Like, half of the reason why I'm going to bring it back to World of Warcraft, because I think a lot of this game takes a lot of what it's doing from not just Destiny, but really a lot from old World of Warcraft, is the reason why you wanted to be the most decked out, you know, shaman or mage, rather, is because that gear looked freaking awesome. And yeah, you wanted to see all the numbers on screen as you're doing more and more damage, but it's because you looked badass and you mm-hmm. were getting cool things that looked cool, even if they were cosmetic. Because this game relies on invisible gear system, none of it makes sense. Yeah. So, like, you're seeing maybe bigger numbers, but not a lot to make you feel achieved, because you're not fighting the scroll. You're not fighting, you know, Thanos's, you know, venom looking monsters. You're fighting not even henchmen. You're fighting, you know, what's in who's the guy that does Tesla? Elon Musk's garage. You're fighting all his reject machines.
Yeah.
And it just, like, I'm like, oh man, I fought. The thing that aggravates me here, Kyle, I'm sorry, this is the biggest rant as well.
No, go for
it. All the bosses are the same. The same spider boss over and over again. Mm-hmm. What makes Spider-Man, PS4, you know, 2018 Spider-Man so special? It's because you got to see Spider-Man's rogue gallery and what makes those characters unique, right? Mm-hmm. You saw, what, Taskmaster, MODOK, and, oh God, Abomination. Spoiler alert, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hollow. And then, Kyle, you know what they do to try to make it so that it feels decent? Or to recycle content? AIM has made clones.
Oh, wow.
Clones of Taskmaster. Clones of
Abomination.
Fight them over and over again. Mm. Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
They're clones, so don't feel bad when you kill them. And also, they don't... They'll say the same thing. Like, they obviously remember you, because, like, if you bring Hulk in, Abomination will talk shit, which is cool. But it's like, okay, so you know you're a clone? Is this, like, a Star Wars situation? Where is this the clone that fucks?
Yeah, no, those are all great points. Like, it's...
Thank you for taking over the rant. I'm sorry, I need to...
No, it's fine, because I'm glad you brought up the whole gear thing, because nothing has driven me more nuts than going into Kamala's equipment. It's like, oh man, I unlocked a new logo and it's the same fucking lightning bolt and nothing changes on her. Like, it, that is such a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
However, hearing your rant and all this stuff makes me sort of excited if there is ever a second one. Seeing the jump from Destiny 1 to Destiny 2, like, I hope eventually they'll learn their lesson, but I'm not holding my breath. I don't know if we'll ever get a 2. This will probably just be adding stuff to this game over time.
And hopefully, like, we know that there was a raid that was supposed to come out, but that was shelved for at least the moment, right?
Yeah.
With Chadwick's passing because it was supposed to deal with Wakanda, mm-hmm. which would be great. It would be great if we actually got to see other whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, hopefully this content starts filling out, but, like, for 50 or for $60,
yeah,
no way should you get this game. It is not right. Like, Kyle, there was one patch literally came out like 2 days ago. You know how many fixes they had?
I think it was like 1,000, wasn't there?
1,000
bugs. Yeah, it's very buggy. I haven't run into a whole lot, but I've seen the clips of like a second Cap, which, spoiler alert, Cap's alive like we all thought he was. I'm not even that far into the game, and I already knew that. Like, a second Cap at the table as Cap is talking to everybody else I saw on Twitter, or, like, Tony flying around the room when he's not supposed to. Like, it's very buggy.
Okay, here's how buggy it was at launch. I was at a part as Kamala Khan, right? It was an interrogation scene.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, in the cutscene, first off, I already saw when I was Kamala, I saw a second Kamala there, just in the waiting room. When I was in the cutscene, I was Black Widow, but it was supposed to be Kamala.
Oh.
And so there's a scene where Kamala is talking to Black Widow. So I'm seeing Black Widow with Kamala's voice and Black Widow talking to each other. I'm just like, there's no way this game exists.
Yeah.
There's never been a buggier game I've played at launch.
This game 100% could have just been delayed to next year.
Should have been.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
I'm with you though. I would, if that hypothetical question, like, hey, if you would have a time machine, what would you do? One of the reasons now is to go back and slap whoever decided to make this a game as a service. Like, just make a single player game, make it cool, make a ton of villains in it. That's what we want out of a Marvel game.
Yeah. Also, don't make Spider-Man exclusive. But you know what? Microsoft has Bethesda now, so we're making them exclusive forever.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, going back, if you wanted to make this game, really should have been, what you would call it? Ultimate Alliance. This should have been really what Ultimate Alliance was for them. Like, then you could bring in all sorts of characters, be wacky and weird with it. But, like, the Avengers is so tied with the MCU to most people, myself included, that people are expecting MCU. They're not getting it. They're getting something really comic book, when even then we've seen games like, you know, Spider-Man tackle their mythos way better and less campy. Because that's oftentimes it's a lazy way of describing it, of like comic book. What we really mean is the comic book camp that's also associated with things. There's too many leaps and logics, even for a comic book, you know, game, or for a comic book story. There's just so much wrong with this game.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're taking a look at Miles Morales, Easy Ally said this during their reactions to the Miles Morales PS5, like, whoa, after playing Marvel's Avengers and seeing this game, just whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that game looks absolutely fantastic. This game, though, I feel like we're kicking it, but it does deserve a couple of kicks.
Yeah.
Here's where it doesn't. I will say this. When you get your character, fun is, like, when you get to
when the you character pick your main,
you want, you right? pick your main, fun is all hell. Like, it's really fantastic. Like, you picked Kamala. Why did you pick Kamala?
I just like her moveset. I like swinging around with her stretchy arms and the giant palm that just pushes people away. Talk I love me. Holding R2 as a block and she just like shape shifts out of the way. I just love her moveset.
Yeah. My favorite's Black Widow because she's so acrobatic and because of her hook. She has a hook, so it reminds me of Spider-Man, so I just pretend I'm playing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But just obviously not as good. The characters I actually absolutely hate to use is Iron Man. Iron Man feels like shit.
Yeah.
It's not, it feels like real talk, if Anthem had a Marvel skin on it, I think people would have received that game better. And I feel like this game gets a lot of passes simply because it has an IP attached. Because I would rather they just walk over to BioWare going, hey, can we take your Anthem stuff and throw it into our Iron Man? And be like, yeah, sure, you can have the whole thing. And they're like, no, just some of it.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man feels like shit to play. And there's, like, you'll get to it when you're playing multiplayer. If you could find a match, that's another thing. Mm. Matchmaking is god-awful trash. He flies so slow. And he turns so wide.
Yes.
Oh.
He weirdly feels like a tank, and he shouldn't feel like a tank.
Mm-mm.
I think that is my issue, and I didn't realize that until you just brought that up.
And his Hulkbuster ability, which I was sold on at the beginning, is literally down to the animations Hulk.
Yeah.
Which, look, it's a Hulkbuster suit. One understands it, but could you at least change some of the animations a little bit? Because there's some movements on that suit that actually, just like mechanically, like, look, when you look, take a look at the Iron Man suit, of course, that is a work of fiction, but it looks like it's a suit of armor still. It acts like a suit of armor still. There's, like, parts of his body that still move like it's flesh, and it just fucks with me every time. Also, when Iron Man walks in general, you know what? Just take Iron Man out of this game. But Iron Man walks like an ape. Like,
oh, yes, he does. I'm annoyed by that walk. First of all, why can't we run on the ship?
Yes!
Why is that not an option?
He walks like, you know, when like the map that shows evolution? You know? He's like number 5 on the list. Like, no, he's right above Neanderthal. Like,
you are 100% right, yeah.
God, man. And here's the thing. It is fun when you're playing with your friends. There are moments of like, oh man, I pulled this off. But even when like the combat feels good, immediately afterwards, like, you're reminded why this game is not great, because you're fighting with a camera. 9 times out of 10, that's when you do something that looks cool that you might want to clip, you immediately do something really dumb, and it just looks bad.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said,
one more gripe.
Go.
One more. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Who's the architect? Who's the fucking genius who said, you know what? To open this door, Gary, you stand on that platform. Johnson, you stand on that platform, and I'll shoot this vent. Who's the genius? Who thought of that? Numbnuts. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Those things definitely take me out. And I'm like, yeah, this is a video game.
This is a video game.
The same thing with like the single player stuff, when you have to open a door with a chest behind it. You have to go punch the things in sequence to open up a door. Okay, I'd like to see the workers do that when they have to go in.
Yeah. Gotta punch them in. I gotta jump on these platforms like it's... What's that game on Nickelodeon? Jesus, I always ask. I never get it right.
Legends of Hidden Temple?
Yeah, you gotta head Legends of Hidden Temple your way just to punch in and punch out of work. Come on.
Yeah.
This is an episode of The Road to Greatness.
I assume what level you'd give this game. I'll go first. I 100% hear you. I definitely don't think you should buy this at a $60 price point at all. I would put this at a silver level.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I think it's a pretty game. Yeah. I think it is comic booky as all hell, which I enjoy. Yeah. But like I said, I'm not finished with it yet. It could go down to a bronze.
It will. I guarantee you, it will go down even lower.
That's fair. We'll have an edit probably for this episode.
It comes out tomorrow, but yeah. For me, listen, I'm not giving this a trophy. This is the first non-trophy, which is Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah.
And then the second one in the same episode.
Whoa.
I'm giving this, here's the deal. I'm being generous when I say this. It doesn't earn a trophy. It earns an achievement. An achievement point. On Xbox?
1 point? Okay.
No. Even worse. Xbox fans will know this. You get 4 achievement points. 4. Alright? That's it. That's all it gets for me. Now, here's the thing, Kyle. That is going to PO a lot of people. A 4 or a 7. Haven't made my mind up yet, Xbox folks.
Because I don't know what Xbox, that means. I don't get the reference.
In Xbox land, and I remember this from 360, there used to be, usually it's like a 5 or a 10. You know, like, it ends in a 5 or a 0. Mm-hmm. Some games back in the 360, when they were finding out achievement points, they would be like, oh, this is a 3-point achievement. This is a 7-point achievement. And so, it like, when you see people's end in, like, a 3 or a 7, that would piss them off so much because people usually want the 5 or the 0. So it drives them fucking wild. This game annoys me is what I'm trying to say.
I understand. I get that reference now.
Yeah, I understand that reference.
I understand it. So a very hostile road to greatness here. We had some road rage on this episode today. But next month of October, I'm sure we'll be back with... I think we're doing Crash.
Hopefully. We'll see. But yes, hopefully Crash, Star Wars Squadron. So here's the thing. We're getting into holiday.
Yeah.
So there's multiple games.
We're pretty much waiting for PS5 games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you getting Watch Dogs?
I might wait for PS5.
Okay. So we know then for sure Crash is the road to greatness next month. Mm-hmm. I will talk about Star Wars Squadrons.
Mm-hmm.
We got Walking Dead. I got a code for that.
Okay.
Then I'll see about Watch Dogs.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So Squadrons, Crash, for sure. Everything else, in limbo. But November is going to be real insane.
Going to be nuts.
It's going to be... We got... Buckle up when I tell you this. And your wallet. We have, for sure... Because you're not getting Valhalla, right?
No, I am.
Holy shit, okay. Theoretically here, guys. Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Demon Souls. Cyberpunk. Miles Morales. Bugsnax, theoretically.
Maybe.
What else do we got? Is it those 5? That we know
Astro's
for sure.
Astro's Playroom.
Astro's Playroom. Fuck it, we're doing it.
I'm just looking at a list here.
Call of Duty. What else? So that's 7 games.
Potentially Watch Dogs in November, since it is October 30th.
Potentially Watch Dogs.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a
it's
lot.
A big month as well.
Holy shit! Absolutely. At least 8 games. Ooh, Jesus.
Are we going to do a Road to Greatness episode on the console itself?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I think with the console itself, audience, come with us here. That would probably be like a main show, don't you think?
Sure. Yeah.
Like our like initial impressions. I'm just so excited.
Mm. I'll tell you a game for Road to Greatness for sure.
What's that?
Fuser. I don't know if you'll join me on that one.
Oh, absolutely.
For Fuser.
It's all my fantasy games. Yeah,
hell yeah. God. Oh, man, there's not enough time. I'm just listening to that list of games.
My wallet is just screaming. Can you hear it?
Boy.
Hey, have you killed Jiminy yet? Because I know that's your vendetta. That's not your things to do. Have you killed him?
It's.
I haven't heard him.
I have the Dark Host.
We're
working on it. Okay. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Yeah, holy I have various different types of traps around down here, so we'll see.
All right, okay. Because I was going to open the window today, and then I heard the crickets outside my window. I was like,
oh,
Jiminy's moving in.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kyle, close out the show.
Yeah, so this has been The Road to Greatness. We'll see you next month for a bunch of cool stuff. As always, make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Mr. K-Step. Joe is at Mr. Badbit. PS Trophy Room is the Twitter handle at PS Trophy Room. Until next time, buckle up.
Boop,
bye.
Boop, boop. That was a car passing us. You made an illegal left.
Hey, I'm walking here.